This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's military has renewed calls for mass evacuations from the southern town of Khan Yunis as it widened its ground offensive and bombarded targets across the Gaza Strip. Tens of thousands of displaced Palestinians have sought refuge in the town in recent weeks. The expanded operation follows the expiration of a week-long ceasefire. They are aimed at eliminating Gaza's Hamas rulers, a U.S.-designated terrorist group whose October 7th attack into Israel triggered the deadliest Israeli-Palestinian violence in decades. A warning from friendly U.S. Senate Democrats has caught President Joe Biden administration's attention as it seeks more aid for Israel's war with Hamas. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Bernie Sanders and other lawmakers say the U.S. cannot simply keep asking Israel to limit civilian casualties in Gaza.
If asking nicely worked, we wouldn't be in the position we are today.
Sanders said last week the White House must condition more aid on assurances of concrete steps.
This blank check approach must end.
Funding for Israel was supposed to be the easy part of the administration's nearly $106 billion aid request that includes Ukraine and other needs. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Justice Department said on Monday a former American diplomat who served as ambassador to Bolivia has been charged with serving as a covert agent for Cuba's intelligence services since at least 1981, Attorney General Merrick Garland.
This action exposes one of the highest-reaching and longest-lasting infiltrations of the U.S. government by a foreign agent.
This is VOA News. Ukrainian diplomats at COP28 have called out continued attacks by Moscow on its energy infrastructure as snowstorms already grip the country. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The war looms large over Ukraine's pavilion at the COP28 summit as an American diplomat at the talks, Assistant Secretary of State for Energy Resources and former ambassador to Ukraine, Jeffrey Pyatt, forcefully denounces Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Putin has made energy one of his weapons. He's done that with his drone and missile attacks on civilian energy infrastructure. He's done that by turning off the gas pipelines in order to try to weaken Europe's resolve to support the Ukrainians.
Pyatt adds, Russia's leader is dragging us back to the law of the jungle. He has to be defeated. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A prominent developing world leader on the issue of climate change said Monday at COP28, global taxes on the financial services, oil and gas, and shipping industries could drum up hundreds of billions to poorer countries and help them adapt and cope with global warming. Barbados Prime Minister Mia Motley focused on how poorer countries could shoulder the astronomical cost for the world to adapt to climate change, reduce its future impact, and pay for losses and damage caused by climate trouble like floods, forest fires, and heat waves rip through communities. Cryptocurrency-related stocks listed in the U.S. surged on Monday, looking to extend their strong November gains as Bitcoin topped 42,000 to hit a fresh high for the year. Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard has more.
The world's biggest cryptocurrency has seemingly cast off the funk that settled over crypto markets following the collapse of FTX and the failures of other crypto-related businesses. It has rallied 50% since mid-October and is up by over 150% so far this year, on course for its best annual performance since 2020. Bitcoin's momentum appears fueled by the possibility of U.S. interest rate cuts and traders betting that the U.S. will soon approve exchange-traded Bitcoin funds.
Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard. The U.S. Air Force says divers have discovered wreckage in the remains of five crew members from a U.S. Air Force Osprey aircraft that crashed last week off southwestern Japan. It was carrying eight American personnel, and it crashed Wednesday during a training mission. The body of one victim was recovered. The Air Force says five newly located remains are being recovered, and their identities have yet to be determined. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.